USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
9 U.S. citizens are dead after drug cartel members ambushed their caravan along a dirt road in northern Mexico. The victims were a Mormon group living in the area, and investigators believe it may have been a terrible case of mistaken identity. The victims were from Utah, and Utah Senator Republican Mike Lee says his office is still trying to find out what happened.
I have seen the reports of it. It's tragic. We're still getting the details. I've been on the phone with National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien and with Vice President Pence this morning. My thoughts and my prayers go out to the families of the victims.
AT&T is agreeing to pay $60 million to settle claims it misled consumers by promising unlimited data. The FTC claimed the company began slowing down the data of millions of its customers once they reached a certain point. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
South Carolina's Senate committee is advancing a bill banning most abortion procedures in the state. The bill would ban abortions as early as 6 weeks into a woman's pregnancy. Doctors and medical providers who ignore the new law would be subject to a $10,000 fine and up to 2 years in prison. Parents and grandparents are taking note to a new study regarding toddlers and screen time. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Toddlers who spend too much time using screens can actually damage their brain. Now, it's not just something that grandma and grandpa are saying. It's what a new study out of Cincinnati Children's Hospital indicates. The lead author saying children ages 3 to 5 who use tablets more than the recommended 1 hour a day without parental development showed less development in areas of their brain critical to language, literacy, and cognitive skills.
Thank you, Chris, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
NASCAR makes its second trip of the year to ISM Raceway near Phoenix this weekend. All three national series will be in action for their final elimination playoff race. I had a chance to chat with Ryan Preece's driver of the number 47 JTG Kroger-sponsored car. And one of the things I asked him, with it being Veterans Day weekend, how special it is the way NASCAR embraces veterans and what they're able to do on their team for some of the people that come out, some of the veterans that will come out at the track this weekend.
Oh, I think that, you know, racing's a very, like, patriotic sport, right? And having our service members there, especially on Veterans Day weekend, is going to be good. And having a service member with us that we're honoring will be great too. So I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully we can have a strong run this weekend and keep this Rookie of the Year battle close.
Part of the festivities to honor veterans at ISM Raceway this weekend will include U.S. Marine Corps veteran Edward Schrank performing to the national anthem before Saturday's race, and then on Sunday he will also sing God Bless America. And finally, actress Felicity Huffman has started her community service following her release from prison for her role in the college admissions cheating scandal. Huffman was seen at a teen rehab center in Los Angeles on Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.